Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, we thank you. We praise you for your word and for the way in which your word speaks to our hearts and to our minds. Father, we pray that you open our hearts and minds now through the power of your Holy Spirit, that we might hear what it is you have to say to us this day. For we ask and pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. The scripture reading this morning, I'm going to ask that you join in with me on the very last verse, which is 36, but I'm going to be reading John chapter 8, starting at verse 30 through 36. Please stand in honor of God's word. As he was saying these things, many believed in him. Then Jesus said to the Jews who had believed in him, "If you continue in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free." They answered him, "We are descendants of Abraham and have never been slaves to anyone. What do you mean by saying you will be made free?" Jesus answered them, "Very truly, I tell you, everyone who commits sin is a slave to sin. The slave does not have a permanent place in the household. The son has a place there forever. So, if the son makes you free, you will be free indeed." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. During this 4th of July week, we will celebrate the wonderful gift of freedom we possess as a nation with parades and fireworks and picnics, and the list goes on. That wonderful gift that was purchased at a great sacrifice, as numerous lives have been given through many wars, and as billions of dollars have been spent to protect and defend our freedom. We reflect upon that great freedom and give thanks to God for it this week. For people throughout the centuries have come here in search for that freedom. Although the Bill of Rights grants to us many freedoms, we take many freedoms for granted. Some of the very smallest freedoms. Just listen to this list of freedoms that are not granted everywhere in the world. The freedom to marry whomever you want. To name your baby whatever you want. To wear whatever you want. To be counted as an equal. To an education. To drive a car. To show off. To style your hair how you want. To access information. Not to enlist in the armed services. To speak your own language. To travel, to chew gum, to start a business, to go outside alone, to get around if you're disabled. Interesting list that we just wouldn't even think that that wouldn't be a freedom that is shared by people across the world, but many of those are not. And although we are incredibly blessed with many of these freedoms and more, every heart is searching for freedom. And that freedom in our hearts can only be obtained through one person and one person only, and that is Jesus Christ. Some of our forefathers recognized the very fact of the impact Christianity has. Thomas Jefferson said, "The reason that Christianity is the best friend of government is because Christianity is the only religion in the world that deals with the heart." Patrick Henry said, "It cannot be emphasized too strongly or too often that this great nation was founded not by religionists, but by Christians. Not on religions, but on the gospel of Jesus Christ." Benjamin Franklin said, "He who shall introduce into public affairs the principles of Christianity will change the face of the world." In today's passage of Scripture, Jesus tells us how we can possess true freedom, the freedom in our hearts. To be a disciple of Jesus, he says, you must abide in his word, not only hearing what he says, but by being at home in it, abiding in it, listening to him, obeying him, being under his authority in everyday life. Finding the truth that sets one free is when we live our lives with Jesus Christ as the head. No one is being shackled by the demands of the law anymore and striving to be self-righteous when Christ is the head. But these Jews in this passage question how on earth Jesus could be talking about freedom as they are Abraham's descendants. And Jesus communicates with them in sharing that just because they are Abraham's descendants, the issue of freedom is far greater than one's biological tie. If one continues to sin, he tells them, then you're a slave to sin, no matter what your ancestry is. But if they have Jesus Christ in their hearts, they have the Son, and the Son will make them free indeed. And the same is true for you and me today. To be a disciple of Jesus Christ, we too must abide in his word, not just reading and memorizing it, but actually living it day in and day out. And his truth in his word does set us free. That truth, that Jesus Christ came into this world to save sinners, that he died on the cross for our sins, that he rose again, that he is alive and sits on the right hand of God the Father. And through faith in him, we can have forgiveness of our sins, the precious Holy Spirit to live and dwell within us. We could have new life every single day. And when we take our last breath on this earth, we enter into his eternal presence. And so we live by grace. The law doesn't save us. It is grace alone. And each individual is called to believe. The invitation is for every single one of us, everyone throughout the entire world. The invitation goes out from God our Father, and it is an individual choice. It's not based on whether or not you grew up in the church. It's not based on whether or not grandma was a great believer. It's not based upon the fact that your mother and dad may have been the charter members of Plain City Presbyterian Church. It does not matter because God does not have grandchildren. He only has children. And that means every single one of us is called to respond to his invitation to come to him as the Lord and Savior of our lives. The story is told of a preacher's son who loved comic books, but he developed a problem with his desire for comic books to where he was stealing them. The pastor tried on 3 occasions to use the law in getting him to stop stealing the comic books, but it didn't do a thing. Matthew kept right on stealing them and hiding them in his room. The first time, the father found them stuffed in his dresser drawer, and they were all stamped with the local library stamp. Matthew had checked them out, but hadn't taken them back. So the father marched Matthew over to the library with them. The tall, stern librarian explained the law to Matthew, that he didn't stop stealing comic books. The second time, he went to the corner drugstore where they were vacationing in another state. He smuggled them back to his hometown and to his bedroom. The pastor lectured him on thou shalt not steal. He built a fire in the fireplace, and he burned them all. The third time, when the parents found more comic books, they were beside themselves. The pastor resorted to spanking Matthew, but Matthew showed no remorse. Would he ever change? In despair and frustration, the pastor left the room and just cried. Years later, Matthew was in the car with his mother, and they were having one of their discussions. Remember the time when? And suddenly Matthew mentioned the time when he had been stealing comic books and noting that he had finally stopped. But he followed with a question to his mother. Do you know why I stopped? Sure, his mother replied. Dad finally spanked you. No, said Matthew. It was because Dad cried. You see, it was when the boy saw the incredible love and compassion that the father had that he stopped and he was set free from stealing the comic books. And the father said, the law can shame you, blame you, and retrain you, but it cannot change you. It cannot give you real freedom. Only God's love in Jesus Christ can begin to change us from the inside out and give us that freedom. In today's passage, I love the fact that Jesus just doesn't say, the Son makes you free. But he adds the rest of the sentence, you shall be free indeed. I love the emphasis, the certainty that Jesus Christ makes to us, indeed. Don't question it. Don't doubt it. Don't believe you aren't good enough to receive it, as none of us are. Don't believe you can mess up and even lose it. The offer of salvation gives us certainty. It is certainty. Our sins are forgiven, past, present, and future, at the cross of Calvary. And new life, new freedom is found for all of us. And we daily increase that freedom as we come before our Father, confess our sins, the times that we messed up during the day, and he gives us another dose of his incredible freedom. He wants us to live free, free indeed. Gloria Gaither, Bill and Gloria Gaither have written many, many Christian songs throughout the years, and she shared what was taking place when they wrote the song, Let Freedom Ring, that she and Bill Gaither wrote together. And we're going to listen to this CD in a few moments of that song. She said, after watching the news, she reflected upon an incident of racial hatred that she saw on the news. And then she goes to the village and has a cup of coffee, and she looks over and she sees a child trying to escape from his mother's arms, as she says that every person innately longs to be free, even in the womb. The passion is built into every fiber of creation. She goes on to say, as one looks at flowers that are trying to burst through the ground and animals scurrying around. And then she reflected upon how others have tried to manipulate people, as she reflected upon conflicts throughout the world, like World War II and the divisions that happened and people longing for freedom. And then she wrote these words. Down through history, dictators and philosophies have attempted to enslave the human spirit. Blood has flowed like rivers in the fight to regain human dignity. The Magna Carta, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, and the Emancipation Proclamation have taken their places with other great instruments of liberation to testify to the human passion for freedom. The official seals of governments were burned onto these documents that have deeply affected our own way of life. But, she says, never has a document of freedom had the power to alter the course of history and change human lives like the Declaration bearing the bloodstained brand of the cross. And this seal is burned not on a piece of paper, but on every soul of all those who are enslaved to sin. The document is a simple invitation. Come unto me, ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Prison bars, heavy chains, dungeons, concentration camps, and shackles, none of these can hold a candle to the bondage of the human soul devised by the father of lies. But no release, no emancipation, no pardon can bring freedom like that bought at Calvary. That is freedom indeed. Let freedom ring. Shortly after 9/11, I had ticket to the Gaither concert in Pittsburgh. And it still went on, the concert. And I remember that evening quite clearly. Immediately after 9/11, there was a deep, deep sense of sadness in our country, increased anxiety and fear, and yet at the same time, a sense of unity as people came together. And I remember driving through downtown Pittsburgh that night, and I remember looking up at the skyscrapers, and I remember thinking, it could have happened here in my hometown. It could have happened right here in downtown Pittsburgh. And it kind of gave me an eerie feeling as there was just kind of a sense in those days immediately after of an eeriness, a sense of anxiety. All of that was just present in people. And I attended that four-hour concert. And Bill Gaither even said, you know, we could have canceled, but we really believe that people needed to hear the good news sung about Jesus. And when the Gaither vocal band sang, "Let Freedom Ring," the whole arena was darkened except for each of us holding a tiny little light. And when they sang that in that darkened room with those little lights moving, there was a deep sense of peace that even in the midst of this awful tragedy, we had peace and we had freedom that only Jesus Christ can give. For if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. Let freedom ring this week in our nation, but most importantly of all, let freedom ring in the hearts and minds of all individuals as they place their trust in the only hope we have, Jesus Christ. In your bulletin,